Okay, our friends. So today we are, I've heard you ask, I've heard a lot of people ask me to do a story from Jurassic World. And so we found the Lego Jurassic World book with 5-minute stories, and we're going to do this book. I will put the link for this book on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you would like to have this book and follow along with us, you can grab it there. And I have lovingly gone through and given you links for every single story we have read on our podcast for years and years there. So if you are interested, if you've heard a story that we've done and you've liked it and you would like to get your own copy of it so that you can play this story and read along and learn those new words, this is the thing to do. Grab the links and go and get those books. And support these great authors and illustrators. So today's story is from the Lego Jurassic World 5-Minute Stories book. The story that we're reading today is called Drone Delivery. It's the first story in this book. This book has been illustrated by the Amit Studio. And I think that it's based on the story by Masij Andrzejczyk. And hopefully each one of these stories will be labeled such that I can tell you who gets the credit for them. And so today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Philip, are you a Jurassic World fan, Philip?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Mommy and
Philip.
Philip, are you a fan of Jurassic World?
I mean, obviously. Seriously?
Seriously? You like it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's see it. Let's see about it. It tells us that in Drone Delivery, an incredible theme park called Jurassic World sat on the island of Isla Nublar. Visitors came from all over the world to marvel at the dinosaurs. The park's owner, Simon Masrani, loved nothing more than surprising his guests. However, not all his surprises went according to plan. High up in the mountains, birds flew, winds blew, and 3 drones patrolled the park. These flying vehicles gave the riders an incredible view of the entire island, and from the sky they could spot trouble anywhere. On the first drone was Vic Hoskins, chief of the park's security team. The asset containment unit.
Claire Deering.
Yeah, Claire Deering. Mm-hmm. The park's operations manager rode on the second drone. And the third was Owen Grady, the park's raptor trainer. All 3 of them were a little worried. If there was going to be trouble, it usually started with,
"I've heard Mr. Masrani has a surprise in store," Vic said.
"Well, his dinosaur-shaped cookies were a big success," Claire replied.
"Cookies are fine," Owen sighed, "but his ideas always get out of hand, like when he decided to let guests feed the T-Rex. At least we learned that the T-Rex can sometimes confuse her feeder with her food, right?" Vic said.
"You didn't seem to think it was such a good idea at the time. As I recall, you almost became the T-Rex lunch," Owen said teasingly, grinning at Claire.
"Luckily my team had my back," Vic said proudly.
"Let's see what he comes up with today," said Owen, as they descended.
What does it mean to descend?
Opposite of going up, going down.
The opposite of going up is going down. That's right. When you're descending, you are going down. When you're ascending, you're going up. Mm-hmm.
"Maybe I'll have my team nearby, just in case," Vic said.
He wanted to be ready. Mr. Masrani was on stage between 2 giant cages, talking to the crowd that had gathered.
"For today's surprise, I have something truly amazing. 2 mighty predators with nothing between them but bars," said Mr. Masrani excitedly. "On the left, the mighty Allosaurus.
On the right, the queen of the island, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mr. Masrani proudly unveiled the dinosaurs as the covers fell off the cages. The tourists cheered.
Shoot, I was hoping for free t-shirts,
sighed Claire.
Putting two ferocious carnivores so close together does not seem like a good idea, said Owen.
Why not?
Asked Vic. They look awesome. The crowd loves it.
Vic was an expert at training the security team, but he didn't know anything about dinosaurs.
The crowd may love it, but I don't think the dinosaurs do,
Owen said, growing more concerned as the dinosaurs growled at each other. The two large creatures locked eyes and angrily smashed against the bars of their cage. Crash! Boom! Wham! The cages were strong, but the two mighty dinosaurs were even stronger. Mr. Masrani groaned in fright as the huge reptiles bent the bars of their cages apart. Oh no.
Seriously, Masrani?
Run! Mr. Masrani shouted just before he fainted. Oh dear.
Roar! The dinosaurs crashed out of their cages. The crowd fled in panic.
For an instant, it seemed like there was going to be an epic battle between the two giant creatures, but then they paused, and instead of fighting, they started moving toward the screaming crowd. And why not? It's free snacks. The T-Rex chased the visitors, but the Allosaurus had her eye on Mr. Masrani.
Masrani, you got yourself into so much trouble.
She was about to grab him.
It's best if you were to do herbivores instead of carnivores.
I would agree. When her would-be snack flew away, Owen had swooped in on his drone and rescued Mr. Masrani at the last second by lassoing his leg and lifting him into the air. The Allosaurus roared and chased Owen's drone and tasty Mr. Masrani. Owen did some fancy flying and veered sharply to the opposite direction of the dinosaur. The confused Allosaurus couldn't keep up and smashed right into a shop. While the beast was dazed from the crash, Owen flew out of there on the double.
We need to stop these dinosaurs, said Claire. They're dangerous and hungry.
And dangerously hungry, Owen added. Take it easy. I'm calling my team, said Vic.
Oops, I think I dropped my phone.
Man, they're having a really bad day, aren't they?
What a time for a dropped call,
Claire said, rolling her eyes.
I know how to lure them away, said Owen. Come on, let's fly for the food storehouse.
The drones flew past the T-Rex, who was looking for a quick meal.
What's a food storehouse?
Well, do you know at a theme park like this where they have large animals to feed, they would have to store all of the food somewhere, right?
Oh, a feed store.
Exactly. And that's usually the way it is for zoos, too. Like, if they're feeding a lion, they
like
would have
gift shops. You could buy some feed and be able to feed the flamingos and stuff.
Well, yeah, only this would be for just the zookeepers, right? Just the dinosaur keepers. They would have a big warehouse full of food, right? The drones flew past the T-Rex, who was looking for a quick meal, but the crowd she was chasing had quickly scattered, and her food was running in every direction. In front of the storehouse, Vic, Owen, and Claire spotted an employee with a wheelbarrow full of cooked chickens. In the blink of an eye, the confused employee watched as the drones whisked away the chickens and replaced them with a dazed Mr. Masrani. Vic, Owen, and Claire sped past the Allosaurus and the T-Rex on their drones, dangling the chickens behind them. When the dinosaurs saw the swinging snacks, they roared so loudly that buildings shook. They crossed the park in long bounds, snapping their jaws at the tasty bait. You know how like how small like a fruit snack is? That's kind of how that would be for them. Like, chickens are so small compared to how big they are. They need something bigger, don't they?
You could fit probably two baby Allosauruses in our house, but one giant Allosaurus in two houses.
Yeah, they're huge. It was a dangerous chase as the drones raced to avoid the hungry predators. Owen narrowly escaped the T-Rex's mighty jaws. Just as quickly, he had to swerve to avoid an attack by the Allosaurus. Vic and Claire kept to the plan and flew as fast as they could.
"They're following the bait," Claire shouted. "Let's lead them to their pen and put an end to this feeding frenzy."
128 jaw snaps later, the dinosaurs were back in their separate enclosures, safely locked up and happily feasting on chicken.
"It was like dinosaur fishing," said Claire when the park employees congratulated them on a job well done.
"Yeah, but with dinosaur fishing, you hope you don't get caught," Owen replied with a good-natured smirk.
Though he was relieved that the dinosaurs were back where they belonged.
"Amazing work, team,"
Mr. Masrani cheered. He was back to his normal, cheery self.
"Thank you for your quick thinking."
"Glad to help,"
Vic assured him.
"We had it totally under control."
Hearing this, Owen laughed to himself.
"By the way," Vic said, "has anyone seen my phone?
Your flight with the bait was so totally exciting. It will make a wonderful new attraction for the park,"
Mr. Masrani replied.
"It's going to be a fantastic new surprise for visitors."
And then that happened.
"Oh no," Owen groaned. "Not another surprise."
Poor Owen. He's had a long day, huh?
Grady, maybe you should,
like, take a break?
Yeah.
Vacation?
Vacation.
You know what he needs is a day on a tropical island.
What? He's on a tropical island!
And that, our dear friends, is
the end of the world.
Oh, dear. As we know it. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Hope you go to us for another story tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and click that like and subscribe button for more stories and
chats. So join us for another story tomorrow, and that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.